Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. I am your show host, Beau Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P as we talk NFL draft. Quickly approaching for the second straight year. They'll be throwing things down in the Windy City. And we have a fantastic guest for you today from Buffalo. It's their standout linebacker / safety type hybrid, Okezie Elozie. And I tell you what, I was able to actually put the binoculars on him at the Kent State Buffalo game this past year. And then last night, I know prior to the show, I wanted to look at my notes. And I'm going to send them to him after we're done. But they were positive notes because I liked the kid then. It's nothing better than getting him on the show now. Okezie, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Can you believe your time in the MAC conference has kind of come and gone, and now you're knocking at the doorstep of that next level?
Oh, wow. I mean, you know, it definitely did fly by. You know, I still can't believe it, but, you know, I'm ready to move on with my life as well.
And for you, I mean, when did that point in your college career start to, you know, when did that identification that the NFL could be at the end of the journey? You know, everybody wants this shot, but a few have the skill set to do it. For you, when does that time come?
I would say that, you know, it came, you know, exactly after this season. You know, after my senior year, you know, I kind of just looked at it, you know, and I was talking to some of my teammates who, you know, already went on, and then I kind of thought, you know, like, you know what, and I can do this, you know, like, you know, if I put in the work, you know, I feel like I can get there, you know, and then they also reassured that, you know, so that's when I, you know, really kind of started to believe that.
Nice. And then I'm curious, I mean, at a young age, were you playing football, basketball? I mean, when did you kind of start your football life?
Yeah, I started playing football at age 11.
Nice.
And then ever since then,
now, were
you
gifted then?
Kind of took off. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I was kind of raw. You know, I really didn't understand the game. I was just kind of, you know, more athletic than everybody else. I was able to get away with it. But, you know, I learned pretty fast, you know, as the game went on. And then, you know, and then here I am today.
And here you are today. Once again, Okezie Elozie, the standout Buffalo hybrid here on the C2P. We're talking NFL draft. If you folks missed this show in its entirety or you'd like to download it or listen to it again, you know we'll be featuring it at iTunes. It'll be at blogtalkradio.com, and then we'll also have his bio page at College Pro as well. You know, you get to Buffalo, you start to establish yourself. I mean, what did the coaches ask of you playing in the secondary? I mean, what was your role each Saturday?
My role each Saturday, I mean, they really, you know, they put me in roles where, you know, I could show versatility, you know, so I was asked to do many different things from blitzing to, you know, just simply playing in a box. I've played halves, you know, everything, quarters, man-to-man. So, I mean, in terms of what I've been asked to do, I've been asked to do everything, literally.
Yeah, and I, like I said, I was able to watch you. I was able to watch you at the Kent State game this past year or last year, and like I said, I was very impressed. Anytime I know I actually got to see a guy play, I love going back to my notes to see, you know, when I get him on the show. And like I said, pleasantly pleased with what you're able to do. And for you, I mean, what are scouts going to like about you? I mean, if you're in the film room right now, I mean, what are they going to see on film? And then the other question is, where do you kind of translate into that next level?
Mm-hmm. I would say, you know, if I was watching film, you know, of myself, I feel like something that stands out is just, I feel like I have, you know, great awareness of the game. I know where I am, and I, you know, I'm pretty good at, you know, kind of feeling what plays are coming. So I'm able to react a lot quicker to it, you know, and also just communication. I also get stuff out, indicators out of based off of what I've studied, you know, throughout that week. When I see it in the game, I call it out, I echo it out. So everybody else around me understands what I see going on. And then on top of that, you know, I play hard. You know, I try to, you know, use my abilities to make plays and things like that. So I feel like, you know, any scout, you know, would be able to see those things. And I feel like any coach would be happy to have them. And I'm a team player.
Nice. Excellent. Yeah, I agree with that. And at that next level, I mean, probably safety.
And that's the thing is, I mean, the game's changing. So
Mark Barron,
I mean,
Dwayne Buchanan.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so you don't ever know what these you don't ever know what these defensive coordinators, you know, could be thinking about. I mean, they're very intelligent guys, so I mean, they're coming up with stuff to defend what they're going against. So even if it's a linebacker role where, you know, I'll be using pass coverage and blitzing, or even a safety position, or wherever they can fit me. But whatever position they put me in, I'm going to be willing to play it, because I've, you know, I've played almost anything.
Excellent. And I'm curious, I know you, your pro day, we'll talk about your pro day as well, but what's your height and weight right now?
My height and weight right now is I'm 5'11 and a half, and I am about 216 pounds.
Nice, nice. And your pro day, how'd that go?
My pro day went very well. You know, obviously we always want to do better, but in terms of the numbers that I saw, I know I ran 4.6s. I had a 39.5 inch vert, a 10-10 broad jump, 20 reps on bench, so move well in position drills. So, you know, I feel like I was able to show that I have, you know, explosiveness and athleticism.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Okezie Elozie here on the C2P Talk and Draft, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, the C2P, all other avenues to find more about him as he makes his path towards his next level. Does anything go unnoticed? We talked about all the positive that we may see on film. I mean, was there certain things that you weren't asked to do, or the defensive system just didn't afford you those opportunities? I guess this is your time to tell these NFL scouts, if they're listening, and then, hey, you won't see this on film because I couldn't do it, or we didn't, you know, just didn't fit our team, but this is something you can count on me to be able to do.
So one thing that I feel like I do well that, you know, I haven't probably gotten the best shot to show as much, because usually, you know, our scheme, like a guy with my size to kind of, you know, be in the box more and things like that. But, you know, I've also played on third downs. I've also played back deep where I had to play deep halves and cover one, cover three. I've had to play those things, but, you know, I'm able to play it a lot more than what has been shown.
Nice, nice. That's why we ask, man. There's always those sneaky things
yeah.
that, you know, somebody's really, really digging on you. Have you had
yeah.
any contact with scouts?
You know, yes, I have. You know, I've talked to about a handful of teams. You know, so, you know, I'm hoping and working and praying that, you know, things just continue to go in a positive way.
Yeah, definitely, and it's an exciting time. And it probably puts some validation in your efforts, too, once you get some feedback from these guys that you're hearing things from coaches or teammates. In terms of coaches, I mean, what's the most, maybe, if there is one, what's the maybe the most heartfelt thing a coach or a teammate's kind of said to you that's been a positive thing that, you know, you kind of keep with you to, you know, help you grind through this process?
That's an interesting one. You know, I can't really think of something, you know, off the top. But I know that in terms of being close with my coaches, I know they're all, a lot of them are men of faith, you know, and we always talk about, you know, our faith together. And they always just say, you know, put it all, you know, in God's hands and work hard. And, you know, things will show themselves and things will start to pop up to show you that you're on the right path. You know, and whatever you do, you know, glorify God with it. And you can never be, you know, upset with that. You know, if I'm playing hard, sir, then I know that, you know, I know I'm not short selling myself.
Nice. Ever since, Psalms 37:4, right?
Exactly. So every time, so whenever I step out there, you know, I just don't go out there, you know, just to be out there. You know, I play hard, you know, because, you know, I've been blessed to play this game, you know, and it means a lot to me.
Excellent response. This is cliche, and I ask it because it helps people out there get a better idea of you as a player. But do you get comparisons, or do you kind of pattern yourself after anybody at that next level, or just anybody that you really enjoy watching that you kind of want to, you know, be the same way on the field that's at the next level?
Ooh, there's I like Deion Buchanan. I like Tyrann Mathieu. I love those two right there. I love Kenny Vaccaro, and then in a past tense, I'm a big Brian Dawkins fan, and I'm a huge Troy Polamalu fan. Big
nice.
Fan.
Love's a little old school. Love hearing the Brian Dawkins this morning. Yeah. I love it when you young guys go old school on me a little bit. And not even Brian Dawkins is that old, but like I said, it's just so – the names I get are so basically in season. You know, I mean, it used to be I want to be Patrick Peterson, Richard Sherman. Now it's Josh Norman, you know, next year. You know, they'll be the next great safety or defensive back that the Nation one. But, I like
Cam. Cam Chancellor's another one. Yeah, I like, you know, I love guys where their presence is just, you know, felt on the field, not just, you know, not just even how they play, but just the emotions and the attitude that they bring to the game. I feel like that's so special.
Yeah, and for you, I mean, you come across as such a polite young man. I mean, you know, but I know that flip, you know, that switch gets flipped when the game starts. I mean, on the field, are you loud? Are you chat? Are you, you know, I mean, kind of take us through, because I know you can't be this nice and soft-spoken in a roundabout way when you're on the field. I mean, you know, how are you in that secondary role or that linebacker role?
I get down and dirty just like everybody else. The way I look at it, if you don't take somebody's head off, they're going to take your head off. That's the way the game works. Yeah. You know, so you can't come out there half-stepping, you know. But, you know, I've been raised to be polite, you know, and that's the way I carry myself as a person. That's my character, you know. But when I step out on the field, people will show you I'm one of the most competitive people they know, you know. So when I'm out there, I'm trying to win, you know. And if it'll get me to a win, I don't care what it is, I'll do it.
I love it. I love it. And I'm sure scouts out there, if they're listening in, they're going to love that passion as well. I can't believe the show's almost over, but I tell you what, I'm excited that we're able to connect. Before we let you go, though, we always like to throw a couple off-the-wall, lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, if you had to make some extra money besides playing in the National Football League, are we more likely to see you as the lead singer of a popular boy band, or would we be more inclined to see you as a fashion runway model styling some clothes?
I would say lead singer. I like to think that I could sing. I mean, I probably can't, but I would like to think that I could. You know, I sing in the shower. You know, sometimes I act stupid and I'll sing and stuff. But I would probably say lead singer of a boy band.
Nice. And then the final question, and actually I don't know why, but this is usually the most thought out question I ask you guys. Time and response. Female celebrities, if you could take anyone out, female celebrities, for a quick bite to eat, who's going to join you for dinner?
Oh, man. Female celebrity. That was, you know what? I would take out Oprah.
Yeah? You're our fourth Oprah.
Oprah, yep. Oprah Winfrey. You want to know why? Because she's very successful, and, you know, I'll be picking her brain for how to become successful.
Just so you know, go ahead.
Is that the first time you ever got Oprah?
No, you're the fourth Oprah, but you're the third Oprah from your you're the third that actually wanted to take her out to kind of pick her brain for her brilliance as a person and to be able to make the money that she has. We had one guy pick her because of the Dave Chappelle route. Well, I don't know if you've seen the Chappelle show when the guy wanted to marry Oprah just become like the sugar daddy. So that guy wanted Oprah for that reason. It had nothing to do with anything else except the money. But you're the third Oprah in terms of finding out how she became successful and kind of, you know, inheriting those qualities.
That's special. I mean, and it's rare, you know, to do what she's done, you know. So, I mean, and you got to think also, if I'm spending dinner, you know, I'm not trying to sit there with some, you know, I mean, somebody who just looks nice, but, you know, they can't really hold a conversation. I feel like she would have a lot to talk to.
Yeah. I don't think you could have a quiet one with Oprah. There's so much to discuss. Yeah, good answer, though, man. Yeah, the fourth Oprah. Like I said, I keep tally because it's Oprah, so I remember the names. Like, I don't know. I mean, we're probably in the thousands on Beyonce or Rihanna, so I don't remember the counts for them, but I definitely know the fourth on Oprah. Yeah, three legit Oprahs because she's an interesting woman. One we had just because of the money. But with that said, man, hey, we appreciate you again stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
No problem.
Like I said, I can't wait to find out where you land after this, you know, the dust settles in this thing. But until then, and afterwards as well, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
And will do. Same to you. God bless. Thank you for having me.
Excellent stuff. Yes, you too as well, man. Once again, that is Okeezy. Alozi, the standout from Buffalo, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, and he was talking about his faith as well. And you know, want to get that Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. And he's following that path as he makes his career change from collegiate athlete to that next level. And again, I have my notes from when I scouted the game for Winnipeg. And like I said, my notes, you forget who you write about when you're writing about them. But like I said, when I went back and looked, just a litany of positive things. It just, and I loved when he said he was quick to react, because I have that exact thing in my notes. It's quick to diagnose, quick to react. And when he said it, I almost laughed to myself. I was like, wow, at least I'm thinking along the same guys as what he's thinking, because he knows what he does better than anybody else. Again, if you want him, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring his bio page at collegeofpro.com. As always, we enjoy you and appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.